And you are listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. I'm going to be with you for the next hour, unless you leave, but don't leave. Don't leave. I've got lots of good catchy pop rock songs all lined up for you. I'm going to try and get something started here from The Cars off of a record called Move Like This, which is a late career record, and a song called Sad Song. But it's not sad. You can hear for yourself here on Ear Candy.
had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one, and I was such a mess that I confess that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. You see, everybody knows you're high.
And that is The Beaches here on Ear Candy with a track called The Late Show. And I think it's off of the record called The Beaches. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. And before that, The Beaches, by the way, they're a Toronto group. And before that, we heard a track called Everybody Knows. That's Partner. And one of the things I like about Partner is that the two members, it's kind of a duo, that they met in Mount Allison University in Sackville, New Brunswick. Same province that I broadcast this show from, right? Broadcasting here from the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the University of New Brunswick. I guess Partner have relocated to Windsor, Ontario these days. And yeah, Everybody Knows. And we started off with Sad Song from The Cars, the one and only The Cars, Rick Ocasek's led band. And that was from Move Like This. Move Like What? I'm not sure. Move Like This. They were never very acrobatic on stage. right? They were never the greatest live band. I think they were really great at studio records. But no one goes, wow, that Cars performance changed my life. But the Cars records, different story. That's just my opinion. And that was kind of a rocky set, wasn't it? That was leaning on the rock side of pop rock. We're going to get sort of square in the middle of pop right now. We're going to play something from Blur's The Magic Whip, Ice Cream Man. And I guess The Magic Whip is to do with authoritarianism and China, maybe in particular. They made the record in Hong Kong. So I guess when Damon Albarn, who is the sort of main guy in Blur, when it finally came time that he had to pen some lyrics to this music that they'd recorded, he went back to Hong Kong by himself and tried to get lyrically inspired and got this song out. So you hear all the stuff about the ice cream man and ice cream flavors. And then The Magic Whip, I guess, was an ice cream flavor. I did not know that. I don't find that at the pumpkin patch where I like to go for an ice cream. They have lots of flavors, though. I highly recommend it. But apparently The Magic Whip is that. But also then you start to, if you find that the lyrics seep in, you find out that it's a lot about probably Tiananmen Square and that sort of thing. So, but, you know, just a nice sounding pop song too. So let's go with that. Yeah, the Ice Cream Man, Blur, from The Magic Whip, here on Ear Candy.
Here comes the ice cream man, part to the end of the road. With a swish of his magic whip, all the people in the party froze. Screwball, chocolate chip, umbrella in his white glove, and shade from the sun. Intention. Here comes the ice cream man bouncing up the hill. With a wig, the pumpkin lid, Happy Valley cones he fills for all the lantern men marching down.
desert man to keep all the bodies hid. Take peyote just like Jimmy did. Make a funeral pyre, a gasoline will get it lit. Say a little prayer for the souls departed. Take it out and show it around, 'cause you can do things here you never have to live down. I'm never going back to my one horse town. Hey, all hail the superstar. Hey, all hail the superstar.
Yes, that's Blue Rodeo and Superstar off of 1,000 Arms. What would you do with 1,000 Arms? What does that title even mean? 1,000 Arms. Nice song, though. I like that song. And before that one, we heard Sunspots. That's from the one and only Julian Cope. And I don't know what record that originally appeared on. I got it kind of from his greatest hits record. It's called Floor Genius, The Best of Julian Cope. But it was one of his earliest solo records. And a song I still like all these years later, and I hope you do too. And we started that whole set off with a track from Blur off of their record, The Magic Whip. We heard Ice Cream Man. Oh yeah, Ice Cream Man. I like ice cream. Do you like ice cream? I hope so. I used to take my grandfather when he was in his later years. We'd go to the Pumpkin Patch. I've mentioned that a little earlier in the show. It's a little establishment on the west side here in St. John. And they've got tons and tons of flavors of ice cream. And they're not just an ice cream shop. They sell all kinds of fresh produce, you know, watermelon and corn and beets and beans and you name it. But ice cream, right? Particularly fun in the summertime. And he was always a kind of a fun-loving guy. And he'd talk us into, let's go to the ice cream shop and have an ice cream. And what he would do every time is he would stand and he'd study all the flavors. Now, and they got a lot of flavors. Maybe it's 50. I know it's a lot of flavors of ice cream. Too many, right? Sometimes you can get anxiety about making your decision. You fear you're going to miss out on the better flavor. You really want to make that perfect choice for you and not think that somebody else that you see walking by 2 minutes later, oh, that looked even better than what I got. So he would study it. He would study it, and everyone's waiting, and people are getting a little impatient, and he'd read everyone, and every time he would order the same one, every time. This never happened. He didn't try another flavor. It was strawberry over and over. He just ate strawberry ice cream, and my wife and I would just laugh. We already know what you're going to pick. The guy behind the counter knows what you're going to pick, and yet we go through this elaborate exercise and the possibility of one time only picking another flavor. Never happened. It was always strawberry. And so, you know, I'm a creature of habit. There's no doubt. I'm a creature of habit. And yet even me, I don't order the same flavor of ice cream every time. No, I shake it up sometimes. Anyway, if they had a flavor called The Magic Whip, that Blur album title, I might give it a try if it looked good. Yeah, just to be wild and crazy and out there. You know, that's what these campus and community radio station DJs are like. Wild and crazy guys, for sure. Going to play something from a Quebecois group called Les Dulux. That's a play on words. It's a duo. You notice more and more of that trend in music. So we played Partner a little earlier in the program. A track called Everybody Knows. And it's a duo, female duo. The Pack AD, female duo. The White Stripes probably got the whole thing going, Jack and Meg White, and Black Keys, and oh, there's way more duos now than I can shake a stick at. The overhead's low, right? That's one thing. Less people to fight with, all that. Anyway, Les Dulux is a duo, and they have a record called Springtime Devil. Oh, I like that record title. And they kind of do this blues rock thing, which is very common, again, for these duos. Partner is kind of a little bit of an exception. I would just call them a straight-ahead rock band, maybe in the mold of Weezer, you know, that kind of thing. But the blues rock thing, like the Jack and Meg White thing and the Black Keys and so forth, that's a very popular format because one guitar, one drum, and you can make a loud noise for sure. And so they're kind of doing that. But it's got this one song I'm going to play for you called Tobacco Vanilla, which apparently is a scent, like an aftershave or a perfume or something. You're going to have to listen to the lyrics to really get the feel of it. But it's got this kind of Western, like Western as in Hollywood Western flavor to the music, which I really love. And if you see a video by the group doing this song, this Tobacco Vanilla song, you'll see them really play up that Western motif, you know, probably some exterior shots from New Mexico or Arizona with those giant plants that have those prickly plants that don't have leaves and you don't want to sit on them. And in the Westerns, you know, the guy was parched and he comes to those plants and then he cuts it open and in the heart of it, there's just enough juice in there to slake his thirst and he manages to carry on because of the prickly pear plant that he just knifed in the... And they couldn't say it back then, but they could, you know, they can't say no plants were harmed in the making of this movie. They don't do that. Anyway, I'm digressing. We're going to play this song, Tobacco Vanilla from... Springtime Devil is a record, and the group is Les Deluxe, and it's got this Western feel, and I want you to check it out.
We hardly even spoke, you had no time to waste. Your pockets must be lined for you to have such taste. I bet that magic potion cost you your last dime. Ooh, wearing that cologne should be a wicked crime. And you were gone so fast like a cloud of smoke. I didn't even have a chance to take a joke. But even though you're always so fine, I'll sniff you out easy wherever you are, because babe,
all I have to cling to is that look in your eye when you have me to sing to. Oh babe, your scent of tobacco, vanilla, and every last dollar you
spoke, you had no time to waste. Your pockets must be lined for you to have such taste. I bet that magic potion cost you your last dime. Wearing that cologne shall be a wicked crime. And you were gone so fast like a cloud of smoke. I didn't even have a chance to take a toe. Even though you're always on so fast, sniff you out easy wherever you are, because babe,
you have me to sing to. Oh, babe, yeah, I'm saying, tobacco, vanilla,
car are dimmer than the moon. And the radio is playing low, it's Johnny Cash and June. Well, I know these hills, these twisted roads, I know their every turn. As the city sits below and like a distant fire it burns. Cause I'm a rebel too, the one I love, her heart's so far from me. Yeah, I'm a rebel too, the one I love, just a man is lost at sea. I was born in East Los Angeles, my father walked the beat. So to petty crime upon the street, till I met this girl at the pool hall. Man, you know she knocked me off my feet. And I swore to change my wicked ways and win her heart to me. So we married in the month of May and we moved up in the hills. And like my old man, I joined the police force to pay the bills. But when a crooked sergeant called me in, yeah, and I wouldn't play. Well, he took my badge and he took my gun and he sent me off in shame. Cause I'm a rebel too, the one I love, her heart's so far from me. Yeah, I'm a rebel too, the one I love, just a man who's lost at sea. A truck, but I hated all those long and dusty miles. So now I sell that cocaine, honey, yeah, up in the hills of Hollywood. And the one I loved has left me, and in truth, I knew she would. Cause I'm a rebel too, the one I love, her heart's so far from me. Yeah, I'm a rebel too, the one I love, just a lover lost at sea. Cause I'm a rebel too, the one I love, her heart's so far from me. Yeah, I'm a rebel too, the one I love, just a man who's lost at sea.
Thank you. came upon a boomer shack. She broke the windows just because.
Is Short-Haired Woman Blues. I didn't know that was a thing. I did not know that you were supposed to watch out for short-haired women. That is the Dave Rawlings machine, and you got to think that they would get in trouble with writing something like that that's so anti-short-haired women, but maybe not. It's just a character study, right? I love it. It's Dave Rawlings machine. That's Dave Rawlings and his partner Gillian Welch, off of a record called Nashville Obsolete. And I don't think Nashville is becoming obsolete. No, I don't think that's what they mean by it. The title is very interesting. The words they choose in their lyrics and their song album titles and so forth are evocative. They're like magicians. They conjure up something. So Nashville obsolete isn't that Nashville is no longer a music city and all the musicians have moved away. Just the opposite has actually happened as the music industry from the 70s, 80s, and 90s kind of collapsed. A lot of the musicians that made all those classic records back in LA, they all moved to Nashville, probably cheaper rent and whatever. So a lot of the great rock and roll acts now have decamped for Nashville. That would include Jack White and the Black Keys and all kinds of groups. So they don't mean obsolete in that way. I think Nashville obsolete, they're talking about a different kind of songwriting, a different kind of sound that Nashville used to be famous for that has now become, in their view, obsolete. So they conjure up something with this term, Nashville obsolete. And they do it in that song too. I'm trying to remember one of the lines where they choose a very particular word. They could have used leave or runaway, but they use a particular word that conjures up something. And then they mention summer high corn. And again, very evocative, the terminology that they use, the way that they put their words together. So you get this sort of sepia tone photograph of a bygone era. And yet, actually, when you listen to their songs too, you find out that they're singing about modern things. They're going back to traditional music and so forth, but their subject matter is current day stuff. So I find that a kind of an interesting combination. Now, that was a long, slow song. Nashville Obsolete, I guess, is filled with very long songs. But I like that string arrangement an awful lot, too. And I like how it begins with that blues riff, that kind of minor key blues riff. But then when the strings all hit in, they hit a major key, and it's sort of this uplifting thing. So I like that, too. And before Short-Haired Woman Blues by the Dave Rawlings Machine, we heard Rebel. That's Blitz and Trapper off of Wild and Reckless. And Tobacco Vanilla started that set from Les Deux Luxe off of Springtime Devil. And I got to get the songs just rolling on here. I'm a little short on time, I think. So we'll just keep rolling along. And here is one from Mike Trask off of his record Derealization and a track called Shock.
Make a man's blood run hot in the USA. California girls rock his world, and they just bake in the sun all day. They love his eyes, his gray hair shines. Real man in the land of plastic love. And in the nightlife, he's doing all right. Says it keeps him young. Shine like gold. You just can't miss him. He's a shock. He's a shock. He's a shock to the system. He's a shock to the system. She got that New York feel. Concrete and steel. Sugar man, he does all he can. He's bending down on his knees, and she walks by. He says, "Why, sugar? Why?" She says, "Sugar, please, sugar, please, sugar." In a creaky rocking chair, said Shotgun Annie. She's eating boudin, Vecla cruising, talking about Fiozami. And it ain't that she loves the old times as much as it is she hates the new times.
Maybe I should steal his. There's a battle raging on the sacred land. Our brothers and sisters had to take a stand. Against us now for what we all been doing. On the sacred land there's a battle brewing. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. Taking what we give away, just like what we call Indian giver. It makes you sick and gives you shiver. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody. And ripping the soil where graves are scattered and blood was boiled. When all who look can see the truth, but they just move on and keep their groove. I wish somebody would share the. And you know what that means. Yeah, that's when Happy went to jail. Behind big money, justice always fails. In our neighborhood, across our farms and through our waters, all at the cost of our sons and daughters. Yeah, our brave sons and beautiful daughters. We're all here together fighting poison water. Of day. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. Wish somebody would share. We'll be right back.
Yes, the show is Ear Candy. You just heard Indian Giver from Neil Young off of his record Peace Trail. And before that, we heard Jesus Stole My Baby. That's the Fratellis. And I think that was maybe only on the UK version of their second record, Here We Stand. Kind of a cute song. At first, you're thinking it's just a metaphor for religion and like the church stole my girlfriend from me. She didn't like the things I was doing, maybe. And I lost her to Jesus metaphorically. But then he actually starts to make it literal and starts talking about maybe I'll just steal Jesus's baby instead, you know, to get back, to get even. Yeah, it becomes a little silly and fun. Nice rock groove. And John Fratelli knows how to sing a rock song, that's for sure. And we started that set off with Zombie. That's Mike Trask. Memram Cook's Mike Trask, New Brunswick's Mike Trask off of Derealization. And I really admire that record and how good he is lyrically, talking about an older gentleman and a land of love in California. Plastic love, he calls it, you see. Now, plastic is a very, very durable substance used in all kinds of things in our modern life. But when you say plastic, it's second class, right? It's second rate. So that's what he's doing. Anyway, we're at the end of our show. I do appreciate you lending me your ears, you dear listeners. And do come back next week. We'll do it all again. It's a date, right? Sure. Bye till next week.